Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports betting is different. This is a new market created by a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. Every day that we argue about who's in and who's out is money that goes to other states and to the black market. I'm calling on the legislature to take this up immediately so that Illinois can realize hundreds of millions of dollars, create new jobs, and bring sports betting into a regulated environment that will protect citizens from bad actors.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Layla Rahimi in for Mully today. That was Governor Pritzker speaking last month about the rise of sports gambling in the state of Illinois. It is coming. It will be here before you know it. There will be a hearing in Springfield on Thursday about the topic and the changes that are being proposed. And by May, it could be on the governor's desk to review. And there's be a lot of discussion about that. So we bring in Joe Ostrowski, a resident expert. Joe is the host of Early Odds every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9 here on The Score. Also the new nighttime host who will have his first nighttime show on Thursday. After the Cubs game, is right. Joe, good morning. Thanks for stepping in from the update studio. How would you describe where the state of sports gambling in Illinois is now and why it's getting a little bit more conversation this week?
Thursday will be interesting. It was overshadowed last week with the NCAA tournament going on and everybody was talking about the brackets and the games going on. But the hearing on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. will be very interesting because Michael Zalewski said, he told me that they're expecting a high-level NBA executive. I guess it's really going to be about the teams and why they deserve to be involved and why they should get some sort of a royalty fee. And what happened last week is Zalewski made four amendments to his bill just to show the different paths that Illinois can go down with sports betting when they hopefully pass something in late May. The different amendments were New Jersey, kind of following what they're doing over there, Mississippi, one with the leagues, and then also the lottery. A couple include online mobile betting. A couple do not. I have a couple personal favorites that I prefer them not to go down, but I think they just opened up multiple different options so they're not stuck on one thing, and if something falls through, then this whole thing seems to collapse because all signs point to this happening late May, at least a bill being passed.
One of the interesting things that was said by Pritzker, we heard him just say it, and it is a quote in a WBEZ story out of Springfield talking with Zalewski, is that we're taking what was a black market and bringing it into the open. And essentially, it just means they're putting money on the table and wanting it to be honest. And that's kind of what I gathered from that integrity fee, where they're just giving the teams a piece of the pie.
Yeah, I'm not one that's backing the integrity fee or the royalty fee. So what are you saying about the way you handled things in the past? The leagues are saying, well, we're allowing you to use our official data, which is already publicly available. So I don't really see if they have much to stand on there. But I think the leagues are going to be involved here because if you look at the eight states that already have legalized sports betting up and running, they are smaller markets, a bunch of them, and they don't have as many professional teams as we have in the state of Illinois. New York also in talks. It seems like they're going down the road too, where they have so many professional teams too. So they want to have an open relationship there. So the teams could certainly be involved here.
Joe Ostrowski, our host from Early Odds, 8:30 on Saturday morning, talking about Illinois sports gambling. And Joe, you know, the reason is obvious to everybody. The range in revenue is, I've seen everywhere from $77 million to $136 million per year. Potentially the state could rake in as a result of legalizing sports gambling in Illinois. I think that it was interesting for me to see with Representative Michael Zalewski's interview in WBEZ recently, the question and answer, he talked about the ways that fans actually will be able to practically place bets and how it will be accessible. And I think that's what people wonder is like, okay, what does this mean to me, the sports fan? If I go to a Bears game, Will there be a kiosk there? If I go to the 7-Eleven and I buy my Sunday paper, will I be able to bet on that day's starting pitcher? Has that been more clarified? Because when we talked to Representative Zaleski about 6 weeks ago or so, I think they were still working some of those things out. Any more clarity there?
There's no question that they want to have mobile betting. The New York governor was out there talking a couple weeks ago saying that that concerns him. I don't understand that. I think the state of Mississippi made a big mistake. They were one of the first states to jump. And down there, you can only bet on sports if you're in a casino. You can only use your phone and place a bet if you're there. That's a big mistake. So if you're going to go down this road, why knock off so much of the market? In New Jersey, 80% of the money coming in on wagers is via mobile apps. So if you're in this for the revenue, which is what this state needs and what this state wants, why would you stop?
So that's not a foregone conclusion that in Illinois you'll be able to bet on your phones?
Oh, I think that will happen. Okay. It may not happen at the start. It will be the brick-and-mortar locations that are able to get up and running, go through the process of with the applications, get approved, all that stuff. That's going to be something that could take 3 to 6 months. But I definitely think they're going to have mobile.
It just seems so wasteful to try the brick-and-mortar approach when nobody's building anything. So you want to build something in order for the technology to catch up, and then we all end up on our phones anyway? It's
right.
Inefficient.
Yes.
You think people aren't betting on their phones already?
They're already at the games betting on their phones.
Just depends on where your website is based from, if you know what I'm saying. And that's the funny thing to me. If you're going to pull back the curtain this much on behalf of the idea, then why don't they just address it wholeheartedly?
Well, that's why I expect them to probably follow the New Jersey model, and the league's model also has mobile betting. The lottery one is interesting because I questioned it at first. Why is this part of this? The only states are really small states like Delaware and Rhode Island using a lottery because that would generate the most revenue. The state would get a 50% cut using the lottery.
Wow.
50%? 50%.
So as this has begun to become more commonplace in states, and obviously more states are expecting this to happen, it's part of the culture, it's part of the sports culture we're going to have to get used to. How has it affected that you've seen or changed the way that we've internalized the NCAA tournament? Has it at all? Do you see ways that, you know, the legalization of gambling in states like New Jersey and elsewhere has changed the way that people either bet on the tournament or paid attention to it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there was some people wondering out in Nevada, well, is this going to change things? Because now we have all these states. We have New Jersey, we have Mississippi, some other states that have legalized betting up and running. Are as many people going to make that trip to have that Vegas experience? And hearing from bookmakers yesterday, is busier than ever before. And their handle already surpassed the last couple of Super Bowls. Already passed over those most recent 4 days. So it's only getting bigger and bigger. And we see the coverages more and more. We see every day there are daily TV shows on sports stations just covering this aspect of sports.
Yeah, economy likes growth. And this is where the growth is right now. But what's funny to me is this is a big pie. There's a lot to go around. But they're trying to sell this as saying, even in some of the models that I saw, that this would go back to the state. The first thing they mentioned is the pensions.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is they would try to fund the pensions and then go from there. Do you think that that's something that is going to make it more likely to pass?
But that's difficult to answer, yeah. I think, because you don't. Once you get the money, how they allocate it is that's such a political question, and it's so difficult to answer because what people say they will do with it and what actually gets done with it
actually happens. Right,
two different things.
Yeah, and
so it's easy to be cynical about that.
It's. As expected, it's funny because we saw Adam Silver on 60 Minutes on Sunday night during some of the games, so maybe a lot of people did not see it. But the leagues are all in, and they're involved here. They have deals set up in place. NHL, MLB, and the NBA. The NFL is the only the league that has not gotten involved yet, but we know they will.
So when you saw Adam Silver on 60 Minutes, what was your takeaway from that? And you mentioned a league executive potentially being in Springfield. Is that mm-hmm. a Bulls executive? Is that an NBA executive?
It's an NBA.
So somebody talking about how open they are to embracing this, and is that—
Well, and why they deserve a cut.
Right.
Yes.
Really? That's what they want. It's all about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely what it's all about.
Well, and the NBA is based in northern New Jersey. So theoretically, they're the closest to this already.
Yeah, and Adam Silver has been out there saying, hey, look, it's not 1990 Black Sox. That was 100 years ago. Players aren't doing that anymore. The upside isn't there. And with betting, with all the technology that you can track if anything fishy is going on.
In your experience being an expert in this field, is that a dumb question? Is that a dumb assumption to think that there's going to be more corruption or players or coaches or people involved in the game will be more prone to be exposed to corruption and more vulnerable to that because of the rise in sports gambling?
I don't think it's happening at the professional level. I understand the concerns at the college level.
Yeah.
It's something that we're talking about all the time. If something were to you've got to
be vigilant there.
Yes. But in the past, like it was 25 years ago, 1994, Arizona State basketball team, they got busted. Who busted them? The bookmakers out in Las Vegas. So that's an argument they make, that even back then, they were able to track some of the movement so they could see if something's going on.
Well, and that's the funny thing to me is when we put money on the table as a society on the open, that's saying we're keeping it honest in a way, because then everybody's got a stake.
Yes.
Everybody has to check each other. So the idea is with an integrity fee, I'm assuming that a team can see what transactions were made and then they can also monitor that as well. Just the idea that everybody's going to keep track of the money. Texter wants to know, by the way, and this is a good question, you need to explain what you mean when you say using the lottery.
Okay, so the lottery system would be, and as I mentioned, they say it would generate the most upfront revenue for the state, and it would be at lottery kiosks. It would dispense tickets, not money, but you would get the tickets.
Like if you're going to a store and you say, okay, boy, John Lester's pitching today.
So it's
next to
like
the ATM
kiosk
machine.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my $50 and I'm going to buy, I'm gonna place it all on John Lester beating the Brewers today.
Now with the lottery system, that means sports betting would not be at casinos and racetracks.
Okay.
So
interesting.
A lot of people think that this could save the racetracks too.
Hearing Thursday in Springfield, the conversation will continue. It could be on the governor's desk as early as May. Joe Ostrowski, before we let you go, have to ask you two questions about the games. Number one, your reaction to this being the chalkiest Sweet 16 in history. And number two, tell me why the Bears are only favored by 4 points over the Packers on the first season opener for the NFL.
I didn't think the betting favorites would go a perfect 16-0 in the round of 32, but it's also what we expected a little bit. After the 3-4 seeds, there is that big divide. I would have liked to have seen a Cinderella too. I'm with you. If we would have had a nice double-digit seed make a run. Bears minus 4, it makes all the sense in the world. I know you disagree.
How does it make sense, Joe?
Well, they are saying the Bears are a slightly better team. They know the money is going to come in on Aaron Rodgers, but the Super Bowl odds right now, Packers 14-1, Bears 16-1.
I don't get that. You get 3 points for showing up at your home field, pulling into the parking lot.
If you move it, let's say it's at 6 points, all the money's going to be on Green Bay. Okay. All the public money.
I get it.
So that's
I get it.
You know what would probably increase the spread? What? Better kicker.
That's another topic. Joe, thanks for stopping by. Get back to your update studio.
Thanks,
Joe Ostrowski, early odds, 8:30 to 9 on Saturday mornings. His nighttime show begins Thursday night here on The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.